the day that he was taken from us, Thursday. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I had a knock on the door on October 11, 2007, stating that my son, Antonio Jackson, was shot. I immediately got up, spinning around the house, calling on God, and ran around to the scene where he was at when I sent the officer spreading the cover over him. I was trying to get to him, but the officer would not let me under the tape. They said they couldn't let me get over there because of evidence. So I was told by a young lady that was consoling me that I could come up on her porch and I could see everything with the death of my son. I could see it. But when I got up there, I fainted. So I didn't know anything. And the next thing I know, I was taken across the street with all the friends and family members that was there while they was investigating the death of my child. Then a detective walked up to me for identity, showed me a picture of my son's face on the camera and asked me, was that my son? And I told him, yes. I broke down really, really bad because when I did get there to see him, I seen that his chest was saturated with blood. They say, well, he was shot twice with an AK-47. That was the most devastating time of my life as a mother. But the way that I lost my son was even more devastating. To think that somebody would be so cruel as to get in the guns that you use in a war like that to kill a person. What could he possibly did so bad for y'all to kill him like that? That is my question today. Why did y'all kill my son? I was also told who did it, but with no evidence or no one coming forward, they can't say that that person done it. But I'm 100% sure that I know he did. And I do not have any closure from that. The way that I'm getting through is because I know God and I serve a mighty God. And he also said victim is his. So with that being said, that's how I pretty much get through my day. I have a lot of questions. Yes, I have a lot of depression, but I'm not angry, nor do I hate the person that killed my child. And the reason I don't hate him, because the God that I serve and because the person that I am, which I am a child of God's. And I do have faith in God, big faith, that I will see my son again and I will get justice for my son. He was just a baby. He was only 16. That is very devastating. And I don't wish it on no mother to this day to lose a child because that hurts so bad. It hurt as though someone is cutting you open with a knife without any anesthesia. As long as I live and have breath in my body, they're going to know about my child. They're going to know what I went through in my life. I'm not going to never forget about it. I can't. You know, I go through life with tears, with depression, you know, anxiety. But like I said, God is the only one, and I just feel like I will see my son again one day. And all he ever said to his brothers was, whatever y'all do, take care of mama. And so far, they've been taking care of me. My oldest son, even though he's sickly, he's still there for his mom. So, you know, my boys hurts every day. My sons hurt every day. They talk about it a lot, but we would not let it rest. Antonio will always be alive in our hearts.